Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we talk about those who live and those who die for Christ. Jesus said of those born among men, no one was greater than John the Baptist. But I'm sure on this beautiful summer day, you had no idea when you came to church today, you'd hear the story of John's head on a platter. What is this all about? It's a jarring story. But if the greatest man who ever lived, who prepared the way for the Lord, John, said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world," if his life ended like this, then we see that the things that God values, truth, righteousness, and holiness, from God, through Jesus, in the power of the Holy Spirit to you and me, these are the things that really matter. And so you see today the truth that one of my pastor friends in a sermon on this text said that I will never forget. He said, "John the Baptist gave his head for the head of the church, Jesus." I remember going to the Fred Jones Art Museum at OU one year, and there was a Christian artist who painted many biblical scenes in gigantic canvases all through the museum. And he pictured this scene over to the left, this rowdy crowd with Herodias' daughter dancing this sensual dance for Herod and all these debauched guests. And then the head of John the Baptist on a platter with its eyes still open, and in the background there was a cross and a lamb. Even in his death, he points us to that which really matters, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That is what John's life was all about. And this shockingly says to you and me, as we look at our own lives, are we willing to live and die for Jesus Christ, who is the Lamb of God who takes our sins away? Now, the definition of a martyr is someone who bears witness for their faith in Christ by dying for Christ. We, in a sense, are martyrs as we die every day for Christ in holy baptism. And maybe one day we will be called to give our lives for Christ. But as Christians today, who are faithfully proclaiming Christ as the only hope of salvation, we know that whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's, so we're not afraid to die. And the reality is, Christians are still being killed today. And in fact, Muslim terrorists have been beheading Christians also today. You see, John the Baptist died for Jesus the Christ, who died for him. We are willing to live and die for Christ, who lived and died for us. Let's briefly look at Jesus the Christ, John the Baptist, and who are the martyrs, and how can we die and live in Christ every day until we receive the kingdom that John the Baptist received. If we're going to look at John, we must first look at Jesus, to whom John proclaimed and to whom he preached. For Jesus himself heard the preaching of John. John baptized Jesus to fulfill all righteousness. And John pointed at Jesus and said, "There's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Jesus' name means Savior. Herod had heard about Jesus and his miraculous powers of raising the dead. He knew that God was at work in Jesus. But Herod superstitiously thought maybe Elijah's come back to life. Maybe John the Baptist has come back in the person of Jesus. Our Lord Jesus Christ came from God our Father. In the heavenly places we have been blessed in Jesus. And he's called the Beloved Son of the Father. By his blood, you have redemption, which means the washing away of your sins. Forgiveness, grace. God's will is that he chose you to come to faith in Christ before the foundation of the world. Amazing. God knew your name and planned to bring you to faith before you were even born. And through Jesus, the Beloved One, we are declared holy and blameless, predestined in eternity to be adopted into God's family. And unlike your non-Christian friends, you have wisdom and insight that has been lavished upon you because the mystery has been made known. Heaven and earth has been united in the person of Jesus, the Christ. This is the one who fulfilled all righteousness. This is the one who stood in the waters of baptism, baptized by John, in our place. This Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And because you're in the world, he takes away your sin, too. That's Jesus, the Christ. Who is John the Baptist? You recall that John was the son of the priest Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth. You remember the whole Christmas story. The angel Gabriel announced to Zechariah the birth of this son, just as Gabriel announced to Mary the birth of Jesus. He is the forerunner of Christ. He's even foretold in the book of Malachi. He was a fearless preacher of repentance and faith and baptism. He prepared the way for the Lord. And in all the paintings you see of John the Baptist, you see in the background Jesus, and you see John's finger pointing to Jesus. The reason why he was righteous and holy is because he lived totally by the word of God. He ate basic food. He wore rough clothing because he relied totally on the word of Christ. In his faithfulness and his fearlessness, he condemned Herod. I could preach a whole sermon on the wickedness of King Herod and how God, despite his wickedness, worked through the ministry of Christ, despite the wicked world in which Herod lived. But he took his sister-in-law for his wife. He took away Philip, his brother's wife, Herodias, and made her his wife, which was totally unlawful. Since John didn't fear anyone, he would proclaim in the courts and in the kingdom the evil that Herod had done. Herod was amazed. You see, most people would all try to butter him up, but not John. And so even though Herod was perplexed, he was glad to listen to John, who he realized was speaking the word of God to him in condemning him. However, this John the Baptist, the greatest of all who lived among mankind, was hated by Herodias because of this condemnation of their marriage. And this scene has been portrayed in countless movies of the life of Christ, where Herod has this debauched birthday banquet with nobles and military commanders and leading men. Herodias' daughter dances this sensual dance, and Herod has a rash vow to give her anything, up to half of his kingdom. And then the dastardly deed of her mother saying, aha, this is a way to finish off John the Baptist. And one of the most horrifying requests ever made, I want the head of John the Baptist on a platter. Herod was sorry for this because he knew that he was about to execute a man of God, but he had to carry through his vow because of the guests at the banquet. And so John's head was presented on a platter. And John the Baptist literally gave his head for the head of the church, Jesus. John, of course, was received into heaven immediately when he died. And his body, his head, all created by God will be raised on the last day. And the point is this. As we look at our own lives, at John the Baptist, and our faith in Jesus the Christ, we ask ourselves, am I living and dying in Christ, like all the martyrs? For in the end, we will all, in a sense, be martyred for Christ, because we will die in Christ one day through faith in his name. whether or not someone takes our lives or we die a natural death. Are we living for Christ? When they took John's body and buried it, in the sure hope of the resurrection on the last day, the disciples then, who recognized that John prepared the way for Jesus, no longer followed John the Baptist, but appropriately followed Jesus. He is the one whom we follow. We live by faith in Christ now while we are alive. We have obtained an inheritance prepared for us before the foundation of the world. God's will is that we hope in Christ. You've heard the word of truth and the gospel of your salvation. You live and believe in Christ every day. There are those who die in Christ and are martyred, like Christians who are dying in Muslim countries today. We live to the praise of His glory. We believe in Him who sealed us. He sealed you with the promised Holy Spirit. Did you know you have a guarantee right now because you're baptized, you hear the word of Christ in preaching and absolution, and you're about to receive Christ's body and blood in the bread and wine? This is a guarantee that you have the inheritance of heaven, which you will possess to the praise of His glory when you die and when your body is raised on the last day. So each and every day in your baptism, you die and you rise in Christ. You will die in Christ as surely as you have lived in Christ. One of the great things about being a Christian, isn't it? Is that we are not afraid to die. If you talk to people who are not Christians, they fear death. They dread death. But when we, as in this congregation in the last 6 months, have had many of our members die and go to be with the Lord, yes, we mourn, but they have the victory in Christ. We are the ones that continue to live in this valley of sorrows. They are set free and are with Christ in heaven. Each and every day, rejoice, no matter how difficult it has been. To die and to live in Jesus is the great honor of your life. In conclusion, Jesus' name has become known throughout the world. The gospel is being proclaimed in all the nations, and we are doing our part in our church and school and campus ministry. But the devil is fighting back. He's trying to destroy the church. You know that. You live in the same world I live in. But we may be called upon to die for our Lord Jesus Christ like John the Baptist. But we have the victory. We rejoice. We've been predestined, adopted, redeemed by His blood, given the word of truth, the gospel of our salvation, the promised Holy Spirit from God our Father. We are guaranteed the eternal inheritance. We are not afraid to die for our Lord. Our true godly heroes ought to be John the Baptist and men like him, and Amos, the Old Testament prophet. We need to stop glorifying worldly, wealthy, famous rock stars and movie stars and actresses and actresses whose lives are a complete mess, and start holding as our heroes those who have been martyred, common, ordinary people who have died in faith in Jesus, like John the Baptist, and has received the victory. May we live and may we die in Christ like John. To the praise of His glory, may our lives, like John, point the whole world to Jesus the Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. To the praise of His glory. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and our minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.